Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, guys, prepare now. Remember I told you last year that I'm thinking it's going to be a rough cough, cold, flu season, COVID season, not so much because of the numbers, but because of the short supply and the shortages of drugs and the lack of access to medical providers. Okay, right now we're in August. This is the time you need to be preparing. Now, I don't want anybody hoarding, but if you think you are going to need some Tylenol, or you think you might need some Motrin, or some cold medicine. Remember, cold medicine was in short supply. They ran out of that in some stores last year. You might want to stock up. Now, again, no hoarding, but the big problem we have is people, like, I do too. Do I have Mucinex around the house? I might have last year. Might be expired now. But I don't think about it because it's hot. Nobody's sick. But the second somebody is coughing in the middle of the night, I run to the cupboard and it's not there. And I am assuming that this upcoming fall winter season is going to be a doozy. Flu did seem to make a resurgence, a little bit more of one in the southern hemisphere. We still don't have the final numbers out of Australia, which is where we get our final numbers, but flu has made a resurgence. I predict COVID will still be with us, but we're going to have our COVID surge now because it doesn't have to compete for flu. And then as COVID goes down, flu will be able to have access to our cells, and we're going to then see flu cases. Then flu and COVID are going to compete, and if COVID is smarter and has better variants, then it's going to resurge later in the winter, and we're going to have another wave. Either way, some of you are going to want your decongestants or your cough medicine or your antihistamines or your, although I'm not a real big fan of antihistamines during a cold because sometimes I think it dehydrates and doesn't let the stuff run out as easily, but I do appreciate in those who don't have high blood pressure or heart issues, decongestants and what they could do, as well as cough suppressants. So first and foremost, if you do think there is your go-to for a cold, cough, flu, get it now. My boys like the liquid minty Mucinex. When they had COVID, they said that worked like a charm. So, you know, we might go and get a bottle of that so you have that. Number two, all right, look at how you're eating right now. If it's all about margaritas and beer and chips and hot dogs, because you've been doing summer food, start boning up on your vegetables and your fruit. You really got to start working on your immune system. Cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, salad. Get those salads in. Salads are a great summer food. I know it's hot. You don't want to have comfort food and, turkey and, sweet potatoes. We're not talking about that. Get your vegetables in. Get your salads in and start boosting up your immune system. If you haven't been sleeping well, get that figured out. If you have issues like asthma, COPD, diabetes, blood pressure, try to make your visit as soon as possible with your medical provider. Many of us are like, you know what, I'm good till December, so I'll just reach out then for a refill. How many of you have been able to, at the drop of the hat, get into your medical provider on a December date before Christmas? If there is anything you think you need reviewed or looked at, do it now. Many of you who do have asthma or COPD or some lung issues, vulnerabilities, allergies even, oftentimes you don't get seen when you're in the thick of it. Oftentimes you need to start your medication earlier, a few weeks before. So if you are known to have fall allergies, don't wait. This would be the time for you to start whatever is your preventative medication. Same thing with asthma. If you always get fall asthma symptoms, we're going to be coming up on the fall soon. This might be the time when you need to start doing your preventative, such as your corticosteroids, inhaled or nasal. If you don't have a medical provider, now's the time to find one. When people say it takes an average of 3 months to get in, well, anyway, it's mid-August. You might want to then grab that November 15th appointment. If you don't know where your ER is or where your urgent care is, where you've gone to the wrong one that was out of network, which, by the way, I think is really BS, how there's all these hospitals and urgent cares, and you walk into one in an emergency, but then you get charged because it's not in your network. I think everybody should be on everybody's network. I understand these insurances pay like crap, but we got to stop that too. Pay everybody equal, please, now for equal work. And for, you know, equal to, you know, for equal time and supplies, and get everybody on these insurance lists. But now, because the system is so screwed up, contact your insurance company and find out where it is you do go. And you have that list laminated or up on the refrigerator. So if you or any family member goes, oh God, something's wrong, mommy's not here, or dad's not here, or, you know, grandma's not here, where do I go? Everybody knows where to go. You have that list. If there's a doctor, an on-call doctor, or your doctor who you would call if you do end up in the hospital, make sure you also have that number and that answering service. Have poison control ready. Have the poison control number very easily posted. I understand a lot of you want to have a decorated, beautiful kitchen. I'm telling you right now, try to find poison control number, especially if you can't get a hold of Siri or whatever. Could be very crucial seconds lost. Sadly, we see kids overdose on cough medicine, medications, a lot of times as we come into cough cold season, because people are sick, so they leave their medicines or their bottles on the table. Have poison control. Know where you're going with that. And if you do accept vaccination, now's a good time to vaccinate. We're going to be getting our flu shot in. I'm going to be telling you what's in it. We're going to be, in terms of the COVID vaccine, that's, you know, I know a lot of people are kind of mixed on that. Personally, you know, when I got it last year, I didn't get COVID, which was really kind of nice, but I did feel like crap for a month. So talk to your provider, and if you think you want to get protected for COVID, you might want to consider looking at the vaccine for that. But just, you know, don't expect that this flu, cough, cold season is going to be very easy. And if you do think you're going to need something that you usually do, like let's say your Z-Pak for your COPD exacerbation, you might want to talk to your doctor about that now, because that might be very hard to get when we're in the thick of flu season, especially with shortages. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinkstap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners had brought up weeks ago why doctors aren't speaking out about Governor Greg Abbott or Ron DeSantis shipping migrants to other cities. And I have kind of spoken opposite of that. When you have a hospital that's overwhelmed, if you have medical facilities that are overwhelmed, you need to transfer patients to facilities that aren't overwhelmed so people get care. So as a physician, I can't speak for all physicians, but seeing people get transferred to places that are not overwhelmed is kind of our duty, but the listener had brought up because they could be spreading infectious disease throughout the country. So why aren't the governors keeping the individuals there? Well, Yeah. So, migrants and infectious disease, and these are things, and we don't want to have this conversation inappropriately worded. It's just there are medical conditions that America has not seen for a while because of their robust vaccination protocols, their screening immigrants for certain infectious disease, us reporting, and then having the CDC jump on it. If we do have somebody from overseas that might, let's say, have Ebola or something like that, we isolate, we treat. But we do have illnesses that could hide. And I don't know if we're testing all migrants for tuberculosis. And a multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis is a very difficult one to treat, and it could also very easily spread. So anybody having the conversation of how are we making sure that we're not seeing multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis start to spread across the United States is a pretty valid discussion. It's not being anti-migrant. It's not being anti-Biden. It's not being pro-wall. It's you can have a conversation about that. Why not? Polio, which has been, I think, endemic to Afghanistan. As we took in Afghanistan refugees because of the cluster that happened a couple years ago with the pullout. Yeah, could they be bringing polio? And is our vaccination protocol proper or enough, adequate? So if you are, though, however, a governor, and I'm not a governor, so I can't really speak as if I were, but if you do have a individual in border towns, asking where they'd like to go, offering that sort of, and mind you, it's hot along the border. And if they want to go to a cooler area that is maybe less overwhelmed than at the border, I think the benefits outweigh the risks from the medical standpoint, because individuals who are overwhelmed already, individuals who find the living conditions across the border not conducive for their living, they're going to move. They're going to take buses. They're going to go to areas where they can find jobs. Now, many of these individuals, and I understand we have a lot of individuals that could be wolves in sheep clothing, like cartel criminals, but many of these individuals are looking to start a life and feed their family. Now, not so much looking for government housing. They actually want to work. They want to start a life. They had a life in their previous country but was limited to the lack of freedom. Just like when my father came here with his family in the 60s, 20 years after the Holocaust, it took 20 years for them to finally be able to get a visa and come. They immediately got jobs. They immediately learned the language, got their citizenship so they could be productive. And so if a migrant family who really wants to work and flourish sees that the border towns are offering no jobs, they might go north. So the individual, if we want to stop any sort of possibility of infectious disease and non-endemic things coming in that could cause issues, I wouldn't put all the blame on a governor moving them, because these individuals, they can't live in the migrant shelters along the border for long. They're eventually going to want to find places in Washington, Minnesota, North Dakota, in places where they could go. So that's, yeah. Now, I believe we're being told that, let me see here, I just saw a headline. 1,000 migrants are arriving in New York City each day. Now, that is a lot. New York City, one of the biggest of the cities, most populous, has a lot of money, tax money. They're struggling. Apparently, if 1,000 migrants are arriving in New York City every day, officials are saying their shelter system is becoming overwhelmed. Resources are also running thin. Now, of course, what needs to be done is we need to tell the government, can you please build the wall? Can you please help our border agents deal with the massive influx? But 1,000 a day, and some of you again have criticized the move. Why would they do that? Why would they ship them to New York if New York is overwhelmed? Well, keep in mind, one concern that individuals have, it shouldn't be the biggest concern, but it is a concern, is that the theory is that the Biden administration looks at these individuals as potential voters. And so if there are sanctuary cities that have been very open to migrants and have been very outwardly open saying, we'll take you, we won't deport you, then those blue states are going to be the ones that will get the, well, those are the ones where there are sanctuary cities, and if they're not going to deport, you don't want to go through the whole process of bringing a migrant in, processing them, giving them a court date, and who knows if anybody would show up, and then just to have them deported. So you're going to send them to a place that said, bring us your poor, bring us your, you know, bring us, you know, whoever wants to come in and be here. Also, it's advantageous to Texas and Florida to have these individuals then go to blue states, because if that's where they're going to vote, it's already a blue state. So, yeah, there are some secondary gains and underlying issues. But I agree with, if you have multiple cities say we're here to help, utilize them. Not utilizing them is a crime. But the problem is New York is getting overwhelmed. These migrants are costing the city $10 million a day. Now, Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine said the problem is the federal government has not made funding available. New York is managing this on their own. We've done amazingly well for the past year with 100,000 arrivals. But it's getting to the point where it's getting harder and harder and harder. We really need help. Some New Yorkers who are eligible for state and federal food assistance programs don't have access. So they are at the soup kitchens and using food banks, which are easier to access. If more people who were eligible for SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, got it, the soup kitchens and food pantries would have more food left over for the migrants who are ineligible for other programs. That's according to Joe Berg, the CEO of A Hunger Free America. The nonprofit helps people who are eligible for food assistance get it. So there's Hunger Free America and the City of New York are partnering. They're trying to... Again, they're struggling to have shelters, food, and they say the federal government needs to do more. And, you know, the federal government needs to do is stop the flow. I mean, there's only so much you could do. Same thing, you know, when you have a diabetic and there's all this sugar that is in their system not being absorbed. One thing we try to do is limit the amount of sugar coming into the system. Eat less sugar. It's rule one. You know, when your child is trying to fill up a glass of water, and the faucet is causing it to run over, does your child get more and more and more and more cups until they run out? Or does the child turn off the faucet? And so I want to help everybody. But unfortunately, we have 8 billion people on this earth, many of whom are not in a free country such as ours. And they would probably want to live here. We just don't have the money or the abilities. In fact, I think Governor Hochul has criticized New York City's response to the migrant crisis. She actually criticized Mayor Eric Adams' administration management of the asylum seekers. She said City Hall failed to accept numerous offers from the state over the last year for shelters, which they say could have housed more than 3,000 people. The Hochul suggesting setting up large sites for single adult men beginning in June 2022, but the city waited for months to do so. The administration also believes the city is not prioritizing paperwork for migrants' work permits. The mayor's office thanked the governor for taking a more proactive role in their response, and there is a lot of displaced anger and frustrated residents in Queens. So as asylum seekers are moving into New York City's newest migrant shelter, I think it already got filled up. But protesters don't want the shelter near the YMCA, elementary school, and playground. Right now, there are only 100 people in the facility as of Wednesday morning. This is the newest one. But they think it's going to be only a matter of time when all 1,000 cots are taken, especially with 1,000 people coming each day. So where's Biden? Where's our administration? 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage in Milwaukee tonight. Candidates including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be there. Former President Trump has decided to skip the debate. The first mugshot from the 2020 election interference case in Georgia being released. Mugshots of Trump co-defendants John Eastman and Scott Hall released yesterday after both surrendered to police earlier in the day. The Biden administration announcing a new income-based student loan repayment plan called SAVE. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says it was evil for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to bust migrants to the city while it was dealing with Tropical Storm Hillary. That bus with over three dozen migrants showed up in town on Monday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a little bit of good news. 60 survivors of Maui's wildfires have been found finding shelter in a single house. During the massive search operation, they found 60, many of whom were unaccounted for. You know how there's a list circulating of individuals who are lost. They found refuge in an isolated private residence. There was no electricity, no phone lines. And they've been there, I think, about 8 days. But they survived. Maui County Mayor Richard Bison announced this discovery. Death toll has still been rising, up to 106 people, with 1,000 people still unaccounted for. But the authorities are now using the term unaccounted for instead of missing, because the lack of communications on the island is preventing some survivors from reaching out. If they don't have a car, if the place is decimated with fires, and it's miles of walking in the heat, they're staying put in whatever shelter they have. So they discovered yesterday that the family was 60 people at a home on the west side. And many of those folks were unaccounted for, and they've now been reunited with their families. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Not too much information on the group, but they said the group had no phones, no internet, no power. So rescue efforts are still ongoing. Cadaver dogs are sniffing the wreckage of parking lots. There's search and rescues. There's a demolished warehouse. Firemen, you can see sifting through wreckage at gas stations. Daily Mail is reporting that there's not much standing left of the historic Maui town of Lahaina. It was home to 12,000 people. Front Street is a major tourist hotspot. A lot of stores. Fantastic ice cream place right by the banyan tree. All gone. And Lahaina was kind of closed off to the outside world. Only one major road, if I remember correctly, unless it changed, to get in and out. And so it was, it's devastating to see what happened. Biden will apparently be coming. He got another headline today when he was speaking publicly about the deadly wildfires, but seemed to forget the name of Maui. So, now mind you, he's 80, but he apparently got caught. There were pictures of him on the beach on Sunday, and when reporters asked him about Maui, he said no comment. Which, again, that's, you know, when somebody is kind of not as, you know, you wouldn't have seen that from Obama. You wouldn't have seen that from Trump. They would have been able to, off the cuff, even say, it is tragic. We are doing as much as we can, giving as much resources, and I'm going to get there the second the first responders and the rescue teams allow us to, if we're not going to hinder efforts. And we're on standby for anything they need. You don't need a speechwriter, but I think Biden was told by whoever is running the presidency to tell him, don't speak to any. So telling reporters no comment. And you know, it is. I don't really look at it as, you know, the most horrible thing he's ever done. You know, it wasn't a good look. But then he had to kind of struggle a little bit to come up with the name of Maui when he was speaking to people in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He said, I apologize because I try very hard to keep my speeches between 15 and 18 minutes, but I got to talk a little bit about Hawaii. He was supposed to be talking about his economic policies. So, you know, would it help them going there? I mean, you know, so many, media outlets were commenting on how it's odd that the president wasn't there. I don't really fault the executive branch for that, because they're trying to find bodies. They're trying to, to take resources away and clear areas for Secret Service and to shut down the airport, which happens temporarily when you have somebody like a president fly in. When they're still trying to get people out, they're still trying to get people out of Maui. It is ill-timed. And, as I said, the White House could very easily, you know, say during all this, which they did. I think Karine Jean-Pierre had said, look, you know, the first responders don't need us necessarily descending right now, you know, taking away resources. They, you know, when they're ready, they're ready. So it looks like now Joe Biden and Jill Biden will visit Hawaii on Monday. They're going to come there August 21st to meet with first responders, survivors, as well as federal, state, and local officials in the wake of the wildfires. I agree with that. I agree with waiting like they did, because there were still smoldering. There still are fires. And as I said, the airports need to be right now concentrating on bringing resources in and getting people out. And they still have to find people. You know, but like I said, and I understand if I was president, they probably wouldn't let me. But for me, you know, I would have wanted to come down there day one and put on the gloves and start digging. You know, or holding the hose and put out the fire, or providing medical care. For me, it's not that I'd be walking around, you know, for the photo shoot. I would be like, okay, you know, you need all hands on deck. I'm a physician. What do you need? Here I am. But I get that they have a plan. They have a protocol. They don't have liability that covers. And that's a big thing that's really frustrating. A lot of you, we've spoken about this, want to help. when there's something going down. And EMS says, nope, no, we got this. They said, yeah, and I mean, if it's a mass casualty event, yes, all hands on deck. But there's been a lot of times you've wanted to help and people have said no. Well, the reason why is there's liability. If anything happens, then that, you know, companies are told very, even in the hospital, we could not let family members who were licensed in another state jump in and help on their family member. If there was something going on and a family member coded, we got the family out of the room. I don't care if you're an ER doc, we're not allowed to have you because we were told by the hospital it has to be only hospital crew. Why? Because if something, you know, doesn't happen the way it needs to, then there's lawsuits. And you can't say, well, we had a person who we didn't vet come in and help. And so, sadly, I think the lawyers get in the way. The lawyers, though, are being recruited. There are going to be lawsuits. Apparently, people want to name the power company. They want to, there might be a lawsuit against the city. More is going to follow. But there's a lot of people who think that things were not done or warnings, the sirens didn't go off. And so, sadly, there's, I think, class action lawsuits that are going to be now helping victims based on things that they thought were neglect. But, yeah, so the president coming down, will that help? I mean, first responders may like the fact that, you know, they're getting to shake the president's hand. But I think the average first responder right now, if President Biden and, you know, First Lady Jill are going to, you know, get on their hands and knees and help sift and, you know, help work through and that, you know. Now, could they uplift the spirits of those in the shelters? They might do that. That might be something that could be very, very helpful. And they do have to go because now that everybody's criticized them for not. But I agree. If they're not going to really help, you know, being there is just, it just helps the political campaign. And we don't need politics right now. But it usually is a bad look when the one who is supposed to run the country is not there when we have a crisis. Just like, look how bad it looks that he's not there on the border. And the reason why people sometimes want him there is if they see it, they go back and help more. Now, when Kamala Harris, I think, went to the part of the border that wasn't even the thick of it, people criticized her going, but you aren't even seeing, you know, where people are coming across. You're not seeing what we're seeing. So, you know, this... I think, you know, we do need to give Maui the help it needs. I think we also need to reevaluate. There's multiple wildfires going on right now in America. Not getting the news, thank God, because of less casualties. But we have to do a much better job of how we're going to approach these things when natural disasters happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So YouTube is going to make some changes, which I agree with some of them, where they are going to try to get rid of some of the misinformation. I actually did a study with some of my medical students on some of the misinformation on YouTube as it, you know, came as it related to vaccines, as it related to side effects of things. And, you know, there are side effects to vaccines. There are treatments for things. But if something hasn't been proven, does the video say, look, this is still under clinical trial, this is still being looked at? Or does it say, hey, guys, you take this as law. So YouTube wants to, especially when it comes to cancer treatments, they want to get rid of some of the things where people are saying, yeah, use this for cancer, dissuading people from seeing a regular medical provider. So, and they want to use sources like, I think, Mayo Clinic or World Health Organization for some of their references as to where to go to. Now, of course, that does make people feel a little bit at unease, because what if in science there is a new medication or something that has been talked about? Like, for example, marijuana and seizures. Marijuana had been long talked about as, hey, I'm noticing I'm having less seizures, or my child's having less seizures. And it took anecdotal evidence to finally get a pharmaceutical company to study it, make a drug, even though it's for Dravet's and a very select seizure disorder, and then the FDA to approve it. So anecdotal evidence does have a place, but there's this big push to fight misinformation. Well, misinformation is a very loosely defined concept that I think has still not been updated. So get this. There was a study yesterday we talked about that was reported in JAMA Network, looking at communication of COVID misinformation on social media by physicians in the U.S. And they basically said that there was only 52 doctors that had the ability to spread quote-unquote misinformation to millions of individuals on social media platforms. So when I think of COVID misinformation, I think somebody saying, look, COVID was not a lab leak. COVID came from bat soup. Or it came from Italy, which is what China said. Okay, that to me I think is misinformation. Somebody saying these gaiters, these masks you've been re-wearing are going to protect you against COVID. Just wear something over your face. That I think is misinformation. You kind of need an N95 respirator. You need to change it out. Somebody saying there's absolutely no side effects to the vaccine, that's misinformation, because everything has side effects. Now, you could still get the vaccine, but there's always benefits and risks. So somebody saying, nope. Somebody saying if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to spread COVID. Now, that's misinformation, because you could still spread COVID being vaccinated, which is why they said, after they finally figured that out and listened to us, they're like, all right, looks like just because you get the vaccine doesn't mean you're not 100% immune and you could still spread it. So be careful. And getting the vaccine makes you immune. No, it didn't. We had people getting the vaccine, partying it up, and then they still got COVID. So to me, that's the misinformation. So let's look at the study. What is the study calling misinformation? Well, the study looked at what was put on social media between January 2021 and December 2022. And they said, well, they looked at multiple categories. 42 physicians, 80% posted vaccine misinformation. Now, what is that? Is it that there could be side effects like myocarditis? Well, the CDC even posts that. The CDC even has on their website how many cases of myocarditis, TTP, DVT, how many deaths have been reported and studied or are currently in review. So saying there's no death or no risk, is that the misinformation? I don't think so. I think they mean if somebody said, look, these could be linked to stroke, I think they're thinking that's misinformation. They said disputing vaccine safety and effectiveness. Disputing vaccine safety and effectiveness. Which is misinformation? Saying once you get the vaccine, you're good. Or saying, you know what, guys? The immunity may still wane. So we might have to look at natural immunity, a combo of natural as well as the artificial vaccine immunity. Or keep in mind, you might need a booster. Who's the one that did the misinformation? I thought now we understand, and we've understood now for a while, that the vaccine offers a shorter range of immunity, just like natural offers a shorter range of immunity, length of time. Are they saying that's a misinformation? Somebody needs to update their definitions. Another thing was promoting medical treatments lacking scientific evidence. Okay, so there has been a lot of talk about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. There's been a lot of studies that have looked at ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The initial studies of ivermectin had shown, and the authors had said, look, we think there's something here. This should be studied. We found a difference. The later studies said no. One in the New England Journal of Medicine, I think one in JAMA, said we saw no change. Okay. So you have studies that show you there was something, studies that show there weren't. So would misinformation be there is, would the misinformation statement be there is absolutely no scientific evidence at all of ivermectin helping or having a possible utilization? Yeah, because there were some studies that said, look, there might be an ability from an anti-inflammatory standpoint or a latching on the ACE receptor. Same thing with the hydroxychloroquine. The studies that were looking at hydroxychloroquine finding promise was, I think, the acidification of the phagocytosis of the virus. When the virus attached onto the cell had to envelope it. And they thought that the hydroxychloroquine changed that pH to disallow the phagocytosis of it. Fascinating studies. So if somebody says, look, there were studies looking at it, might have a use, is that misinformation? I mean, science is evolving. We need more treatments. What about steroids? The CDC did not want us using steroids and Z-Packs for COVID. If somebody said, yeah, go ahead and get on some steroids, was that misinformation or proper information? We're still studying. I mean, I don't know. I'm just confused. And then get this: disputing mask wearing effectiveness. Mask wearing effectiveness. What Fauci first said about putting the mask on, it'll be a barrier, but it might not protect you 100%. Was 1,000% correct? But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about you got to wear a mask. Mask will prevent you from getting COVID, prevent you from spreading it. What kind of masks? How often are you changing them? Are they being fitted, or are they what's in your pocket or car? So if anybody said, look, guys, you could still get COVID wearing the mask, is that the misinformation? Or is that true? That is true. People were wearing dirty masks, they were wearing masks half-assed, and they got COVID still. What's the misinformation? And then they also include in this metric the claims of virus origin, government lies, and other conspiracy theories. So virus origin, those who thought it was a leak from a lab, is that what they're saying is misinformation? I thought now we have the Department of Energy, CIA, with some level of certainty saying this came from a lab. So my question is when are they re-changing the misinformation definition? Did China lie to us? Or did China tell the truth? If somebody says China's lying, are they saying that's misinformation? Or are they saying, no, that's the truth? So somebody, to me, in this day and age now, in 2023, somebody's saying your mask is going to protect you 100%, your vaccine is going to protect you 100%, absolutely no side effects are on the CDC website. It came from bat soup, and China's been completely forthcoming. That, to me, would be misinformation. But saying, look, we need to look at studies, we need to look at origins, that, to me, is regular science. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.